In the name of Jesus, amen. Everyone here, and everyone tuning in has brought to this moment a past, a history, with all kinds of names and places and things, all kinds of history. And there are times when the devil, the accuser, puts it in your face and you feel small. There are things you just shake your head at and you think, how in the world could I have done that? How in the world could I have said that? Why in the world did I go there? What does your history say to you? How many ways does it mess with you? And how many ways do you fail to understand that that's the very place where Jesus is loving you? Paul's past was forgiven. But it's interesting how for Paul, it was a powerful reminder of the gospel, neither ashamed nor proud of what he'd been. But it was an important tool for his mission work. It was an important tool, his past, in caring for fellow believers. It didn't mess with him. It had its rightful place. How about you? How about your past? Is it a tool you are using? Is it something that you share, saying, I'm neither proud nor ashamed of this, but this is where Jesus wrote his love in my life, and I needed it? Or are you still embarrassed? Are you still mute? Is it still messing with you? That's what histories do. Remember Charlie Brown? One of his comics, George Schultz. With Charlie Brown playing baseball, Lucy says, catch the ball, Charlie Brown. And Charlie Brown is trying his best, and then, ugh! What went wrong, Charlie Brown? The past got in the way. Your past, your history has no power to mess with you anymore, because it's actually a tool the Lord wants to use so that you can share what God has done in changing your life. That's what the gospel does. It changes the way you can look at your life. It changes the way you can look at your history. You can deal with the details of your past. And I know it's not necessarily easy. You've got to do it in some places by faith, faith alone, but trust that the gospel has made all the difference in the world. Just like Paul did. That's how Paul said it. It's actually very fascinating. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. He knows how much he needs the gospel himself. And understanding how he needs it, he shared it with others as well. Because he knew they needed the gospel too. And so, that's what he did. And the gospel is so amazing. The gospel is God's restoration of you. It's God healing you. It's God taking all the parts and pieces, the things that still you want to kick yourself about, and says, this is where I love you, and I'm going to bless you. And you may find it hard to believe, but I've got this. You can start again. You can have a do-over. That's what the gospel does. And it empowers us to catch the ball, Charlie Brown, the next time. Because the past no longer has power over you. It actually becomes a tool you can use. I don't know how often I've said to my kids over the years, I'm not ashamed of this, I'm not proud of this, but this is what happened to me, and this is where I know I'm loved. Because I know they're going to need it too. Just like their dad does. Just like all of you. And it's ours. Because of God's love for you. Through his son, who took it all upon himself so that we can have a do-over. The front is such a cool picture. And it says take two. I don't know. In the year 2021, I say take, what is it now, 35? 28 days of February. Seven days of 31. 31 January has 31 days, right? 31. Gosh, I need to do a take whatever from the sermon at the 8:30 service because I added the wrong months. 31 plus 7. Okay, so take 38 of the year 2021. Or add all your years up and then write the days in. But you have a do-over today. It's brand new. And the past doesn't have to mess with you today. It can be used by you as you see fit to share the gospel with others who need it too. And if you don't want to share your past, you can share what Christ has done for all, whatever their past is. It's interesting, Paul, you know, he had a different kind of people he would be around. It's interesting when you think about the disciples. Matthew had as his friends a bunch of sinners, losers, tax collectors and prostitutes. But Paul had all the super religious, the ones that thought they were better than everyone else. But Paul understood that they all needed the gospel. He knew what it was like to run with those. But he also knew that those who had no religion, who had no way of understanding right and wrong, needed the gospel too. And so Paul shared his story. It's fascinating. It's interesting. We would digress a bit, although it would be a worthwhile meditation. How often Paul, you know, had to talk about what he had been through. In one place, he's talking and he tells the story. About noon, I came near Damascus. Suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? I asked. I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting, he replied. My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. What shall I do, Lord? I asked. Get up, the Lord said, and go into Damascus. I mean, how often did he tell this story of his encounter with the Lord? As often as he needed to. He shared his history. How he was raging against the church. Raging against the other people that weren't religious enough for him. Raging. Until we realized it wasn't about doing everything perfect. It's about being forgiven for being imperfect. And then being empowered. And so he lived, Paul did, ethically, honestly, openly, to help others. To let people know what it meant to be forgiven. Perhaps your conversion in your life with God isn't as dramatic. But keep in mind, it's just as epic. It's just as epic. Because you were delivered from nothing less than sin, death, and the power of the devil. And it's been precious to the Lord ever since. And it's not about Paul anymore. It's about you. It's about you. Sharing with others what you need to, or also, or likewise. I mean, share with others what you need to share with yourself. Hopefully you're getting a little better at preaching the gospel to yourself. Oh yeah, I'm forgiven. Crazy things get pushed about the past. The devil wants to mess with you. Oh hey, The Lord's forgiven that, devil. You can't touch me. You can't accuse me. In fact, that's the very place where Jesus has written his love. It's fascinating. Hebrews chapter 11, it's an exhortation. Chapter 12, actually. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. He started the story of faith in your life with his love and gospel. He's going to finish writing the story of your life in his gospel. And it'll be one epic story. Because you're that precious to the Lord. And he wants to share his love through you. He wants you to share his gospel with others. And we do so, knowing that we need the gospel too. It's like they do. Perhaps you'll be rooting for the Chiefs or maybe the Buccaneers. Maybe you don't care. But there is a victory that has made all the difference in your life and my life. And it's the victory of God's love for us in his Son. It's the gospel that we can apply to all of our history, to all of our past, and to share with those that need the gospel as much as we do. So share what you need as well, the gospel. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, the peace that goes beyond all that we understand, may that peace from God guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.